Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
Oceder makes your life easier.
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
Morning, Ginny.
Morning, Kate. You're early.
After all the time I've taken up from this office, I should be.
You haven't missed a thing until now. There's a gentleman waiting to see you.
At this hour? Who?
Didn't give his name. He's there in the private reception room.
Oh, well, thanks. Anyone we know?
Not me, but I'd like to.
Oh, well, I'll turn him over to you. Eric.
Good morning, Kate. It was too early to call for an appointment, so I came over to your office. I might say I had the devil of a time finding out where you work.
Oh, well, it's no secret. I could have told you.
But I didn't have the wit to ask, so I called Holly Benson about 11 o'clock last night when my conscience began bothering me.
Eric, you needn't have any conscience.
I didn't think so either. But when you called me yesterday and asked for some information, I didn't give it to you.
You told me what you thought.
One of my major vices.
Well, don't worry about it.
Don't brush me off. I came to apologize, and I came to give you the information.
Well, thank you, but...
But you don't want it.
Eric, all I wanted to know was whether you knew or were related to people named Pomeroy in Jamaica.
Who have a big old ruin of a house near Glory Point.
Yes, and you told me.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you got very serious and told me not to go near them, so I figured you did know them.
It was a rude answer, and I'm sorry. Now I'll say what I should have. Miss Ellen Pomeroy is my great aunt, a lady I revere. Her nephew, Louis Pomeroy, is my second cousin.
You revere him, too?
I would swim a river of crocodiles to avoid him, and almost did.
Oh, he's that bad?
He isn't human. He has iron filings instead of blood in his veins. Jamaica is 150 miles long, and if you can find anyone else on the island to talk to, I'd do it if I were you.
Well, I didn't say I was going.
This is a real estate office. My dear great-aunt Ellen is pathetically anxious to sell the old heap, and you were extremely businesslike yesterday. Right. Now, in return for my apology in a basement, will you tell me something?
I guess I should.
It's your duty. Why, in the name of the Seven Wonders, do you want to go down to Glory Point? They should send a man
down. Oh, Eric. Now, isn't that male chauvinism?
When a girl can't give you an answer, she falls back on that one.
I don't do anything of the kind. I'm going because... Well, it's a long story. And there's no reason why I can't go down there as well as any man alive.
It's not a wholesome place, Kate.
I don't want to buy it.
No, you want to sell it. Get a big commission and be a wonder girl.
That isn't the reason, but it'll do for now.
I'll tell you one thing. Cousin Louis would cut off his right arm before he sold the place.
Oh, well, that makes it a challenge.
You're a silly girl, but I find myself worrying about you. If you decide to take leave of your wits and go there, let me know, will you?
Thank you, Eric.
Kate! Oh, excuse me.
Oh, come on in, Jim.
Oh, I'm stopping the wheels of business. I'd better be going. Goodbye, Kate. Goodbye, Miss...
Goodbye. Who was that?
If I told you, June, you wouldn't believe it.
Try me.
His name is Eric Pomeroy.
Pomeroy?
Ever hear it before?
Not the same family with that big house on Glory Point.
Distant, but the same.
You certainly work fast.
No, not really. I told you yesterday I met an Eric Pomeroy, and, well, when I got to thinking about it, I thought, why not call him and see if he can tell me anything about Glory Point?
And could he?
Everything bad. The house is a ruin. They really don't want to sell it. At least Mr. Lewis Pomeroy doesn't.
That's what I said.
I know. And then he added, if an agent goes, a man should go down there.
He didn't.
Imagine, in 1976.
Right on, sis.
June, I'm not carrying any banners, honestly. I just thought being with this office might help me talk to them. I'm going to see Mr. Ross right now.
That's what I came in to tell you, Kate. He won't be in this morning.
Oh, no.
He's gone down to the Real Estate Commission's meeting on the new taxes.
Oh.
You know, save the city by making it more expensive to live in.
Yeah. When will he be back?
Kate, you certainly are driven by something.
That's just what I am, June. Driven. I have no choice.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Ross speaking. Oh, yeah, Ed, so what's new? Look, I said everything I had to say this morning. The crooks put the city in this hole, and now you're going to tax poor guys trying to make an honest buck to get the city out of it. Well, sure. Well, we'll have another 100 buildings going down the drain. Well, I'm thinking of giving up real estate and going into herring. You know, when you got herring, you got to move them. Yeah, okay, yeah, goodbye. Margie, will you send June in here now? Oh, boy, what a rat race. Be all right if the rats would get out of it.
Good morning, Mr. Ross.
Yeah, come on in, June. Will you close the door?
Yes, sir.
Easy, easy. You could drop a pin this afternoon. I think it was a rocket blast.
What can I do for you?
Bring me an ice pack, huh?
Small, medium, or large?
A small... You're okay, Junie. Look, is Kate in the office?
She's right outside.
Well, she asked Margie if she could see me this morning.
I know.
She left word she had to see me. What's it about?
Why don't you ask her?
Well, is she quitting?
If she is, she put in a long morning. She spent the whole time going over that brochure book we put out. The A listings, the biggest states that are on the market.
Yeah. If she could sell just one of those, she could have this business. Maybe she just likes the pictures, hmm?
Kate doesn't spend much time looking at pictures.
Maybe she's found some rich oil guy to marry and wants to buy one, and that would be okay, too.
With Mr. Cushing around?
Oh, yeah. So, you don't know what's on her mind.
Why don't you ask her?
Well, if she's quitting, I know what to say.
What?
I'll ask if she'd like a half interest in a herring business. Send her in, will you?
Right away. Kate, go on in.
Thanks for seeing me, Mr. Ross.
Oh, yeah, Kate, come on in. Sit down, take a load off your feet.
Oh, well, thank you.
Have a seltzer tablet?
No, thanks.
Oh, you're young, you're lucky. Stay in this business long enough and you'll be eating them like steak. So, it's important to see me, huh? Well, what's on your mind? You want to quit?
Not unless I have to.
Look, if anybody's offered you a higher-paying job, don't believe it. Nobody's doing any better than we are.
Mr. Ross, I'm not looking for another job.
Well, good. So, what else?
Well, I was studying your brochure book of big estates for sale.
Our brochure, Kate, makes people think we're one happy family.
Our brochure of big estates.
Ah, that's better. Pretty handsome, aren't they? Makes you wonder, though, where people get all that dough.
There's one estate I saw listed down in Jamaica called Glory Point.
Forget it.
What do you mean?
They put it in the book, but they change their minds every day.
But they do want to sell. I mean, basically.
Basically? Who knows? One day the agent down there calls up. The old lady wants to sell. The next day he calls back. The nephew doesn't. I can't offer a client that. And I can't find out anything.
Well, maybe I could.
You?
Well, I know quite a bit about Jamaica, Mr. Ross.
You been there?
Oh, yes, several times.
Oh, I don't know, honey. I don't think that's any job for a girl like you. They say the old lady is nutty as a fruitcake.
Who says so?
The nephew, Louis Pomeroy.
Well, what does the agent say?
Hadley. He's only guessing. Half the time they won't even talk to him.
Well, maybe they would talk to me. At least maybe the old lady would. And she's the one who wants to sell.
Oh, I don't know, Kate.
Why not? Because I'm a woman?
No, I wouldn't put it that way. It's just a strange sort of place, way out on the western end of the island, sort of isolated.
I've been there, Mr. Ross. Look, I can talk to them as well as any man. Maybe a lot better.
Well, it'd be a switch. We've got a lot of places easier to sell than that, Kate. Why pick Glory Point?
It interests me.
Uh-huh. Well, when would you want to go?
Tomorrow.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.